You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 867.
You try to do it, and you do it honestly. You can't control people's responses, really. Edgar Wright.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble host, Alex Ferrari.
Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success.
The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Enjoy today's episode with guest host Dave Bullis.
My next guest has written two films for Wes Craven and has been in the film business for over 30 years. So here we go with Glenn Benest.
Joining me today is Glenn M. Benest. Glenn is an award-winning writer-producer. He received his bachelor's degree at Harvard University and his master's of fine arts at UCLA in playwriting. He has 7 produced film credits, including 2 films he wrote for Wes Craven. In 2004, he wrote and produced his own independent film, Hungry Hearts, which was picked up by Shoreline Entertainment for worldwide distribution. Glenn, how are you, sir?
Very good.
Excellent. So, you know, just to get started, you know, so you went to Harvard University and you got your bachelor's degree, and then you went to UCLA to get your master's in playwriting. So, you know, when you were going to school at Harvard, did you know exactly what you wanted to do? Like, did you know you wanted to become a screenwriter?
No, I actually wanted to be a playwright. And I was very involved in theater. I loved theater. I loved the great playwrights that I read, like Harold Pinter and people like that. And but I knew very little about the actual mechanics of theater. It was mostly just what I had studied. So I decided that I would get a Master of Fine Arts in playwriting and really learn the learn about acting, learn about directing, learn about the stage. And so I went to UCLA, and it was a great experience because we put on plays and we acted. We did certain things like that. But when I graduated, I realized I really couldn't make a living as a playwright because very few people do. Maybe a handful of people make a living as playwrights. So I didn't want to do it as a hobby, and I was in LA anyway. So I thought, well, playwriting isn't that different than screenwriting, so I'll get into screenwriting. That was my thought process.
So, you know, I always ask this to everybody, you know, because you went to school for specifically for playwriting. But, you know, I always ask for those who actually went to college for film. So do you think it benefited you a lot? You know, looking back, do you think that it was very beneficial that you went to Harvard and then to UCLA? Or do you think, you know, looking back, you would have taken a different path?
Well, for me, just because my background had been academic and, you know, at Harvard is a very intellectual place. So I really wanted to know the industry. I wanted to really know the ins and outs of theater. So for me, having a going into a place that was big on theater and actually being part of putting on plays was extremely beneficial because it wasn't just some abstract thing anymore. But my point of view about, you know, a lot of writers ask me, do you think I should go go into a film school, like after they graduate, undergraduate, and go to a film school like at USC or UCLA or NYU or those places. For screenwriters, I don't really think that you need to do that. Number one, it's extremely expensive to get a two-year degree, an MFA in screenwriting, let's say at UCLA or USC or NYU, those big schools. Because to really make it as a screenwriter, what you need, your calling card, nobody cares if you went to film school, absolutely nobody. All they care about is, can you produce? And if you have a great screenplay, that's your calling card into the industry. People read it and they realize, wow, this guy is a really good writer. This woman is a really great writer. And even if they don't buy that screenplay, they can tend to get you to write a project that they have. So they'll hire you to do other things. So what you need is not a diploma from USC. You need a great screenplay. And it's a lot cheaper to create a great screenplay in a screenwriting workshop or take some classes rather than spend $30,000 a year to go to USC. If you wanted to be a cinematographer or even a director, I can see the benefit of going to a film school because all the equipment is there and you have crews that you can cobble together from your other students and you can do shoots. So that's very beneficial. But for a screenwriter, I don't see the point. I really don't.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, Glenn. Because, you know, there's such a plethora now of resources for people who do want to do screenwriting. I know you can't see me right now because this is the podcast, but to my left, there is just books upon books on screenwriting. There's a few DVDs that I've collected over the years, like, you know, one of Chris Vogler's DVDs. And like you said, there's even online screenwriting classes now, you know, where you can actually take a class and actually work through your screenplay through a coach, you know, and you could be living anywhere in the world and still be in touch with one another.
Yeah. What I would try to do is I would try to study under somebody who really has been in the business, has gotten films produced, has their own films produced, and really knows what it takes to take a screenplay and to get it to the point where it can be sold. And that's a really unique talent. I wouldn't study under anybody who hasn't done that, because they can talk all they want, but until you get a film produced, you have no idea really what it takes and where you need to take a screenplay. And it's not just writing one or two drafts. It's writing many drafts and keep pushing it to be better and better and better. When I was young, I was lucky because I hooked up with Wes Craven. And Wes Craven at that time was not famous. He had just done a few little independent horror films, but he was definitely someone on the way up. And he knew film. He knew how to get a film made, and he knew what it took to get a screenplay into good enough shape so that it could be produced. And working with him taught me so much. And everybody needs a mentor like that. If you want to be a world-class athlete, you're going to have a coach. And that coach is going to be able to push you to the point where you could win a gold medal. And it's the same with every other athlete. It's the same with tennis players who are professional tennis players on the tour. They all have coaches. There's not one that doesn't have a coach. So if world-class athletes need coaches, so do artists, because we're really not that different from athletes. We're trying to get to a higher level of performance. And we really can't do it on our own. We need somebody who has that outside point of view that can keep pushing us, knows what it takes, and gives us great feedback, just like a great coach would be giving a tennis player great feedback into how to improve their game.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. And now, back to the show.
And that's what writers need as well. So however you find that person, you know, you don't want to just take feedback from just anybody. You know, it's got to be not just some friend, your girlfriend, your wife, or whatever. That can help you absolutely. That does absolutely no good. You need somebody who's a professional, who knows what to look for, who knows how to give you really great feedback, so that every time you do a pass on a screenplay, it gets better and better and better. And the talent to do that doesn't come around all the time. Even people that work for studios and work for networks, and their job is to give notes, even those people who supposedly know what they're doing don't always give you the best notes. So you really need to find that mentor. And that is going to be a lot more valuable than going to USC, for me anyway, to become a screenwriter.
So, you know, when you first met, you know, Wes Craven, your first movie that you wrote and that he actually directed was Stranger in Our House, which was in 1977, 1978. So, Glenn, if you could you take us through, you know, how you wrote the screenplay, meaning your process to actually write it, and how you actually first met Wes and how you guys developed that relationship?
Well, A Stranger in Our House was based on a book. So I already had, it was a novel by Lois Duncan, who's a pretty well-known writer, writes mysteries and suspense. So I already had that groundwork of the story, and that's extremely helpful, as you can imagine, for a screenwriter. You already have the story worked out. So I adapted it as a screenplay, but to tell you the truth, I didn't make that many major changes. And we wanted, it was already sold to NBC. They had a deal with Linda Blair to do movies with her. This is after The Exorcist, and she was a kind of a, I think she was around 16 or 17 at that point, something like that. And so they wanted that movie for Linda Blair. And we were looking for a horror director. And We'd known about Wes because he had done The Last House on the Left, and he had done The Hills Have Eyes. But like I said, he wasn't at all famous. Very few people knew about him, except people in the independent world. And so they sold Wes to NBC, which was a great, thanks for Wes, because it was his first television movie. It was really his first real mainstream thing. And he did a really good job with that. It got good numbers. And so when I wrote the screenplay called Deadly Blessing with my writing partner, Matthew Barr, and so we wanted to set that up as a feature. And of course, we thought of Wes because we already had this relationship with him. So we worked with Wes. He gave us notes. And we rewrote the script a couple times according to his notes. And then he even did a pass of his own on it. And then we were fortunate enough at the time. It was funny because Deadly Blessing had been around for about 3 years. And we always got great feedback for it. But nobody was willing to buy it. And then all of a sudden, everybody wanted horror movies. I don't know why that was. It was just like, these cycles come and go. And so literally in 1 week, we had two or three offers after 3 years of not being able to sell it. And we already had Wes attached as a director, so that made it way more attractive. Because if you have, because it's hard to find the right director. If you've already got a great director attached, then it's that much easier to sell a project because they can go right into production. And that's what happened with Deadly Blessing. So they just bought the script, they had Wes, and they started to cast it. It was real easy.
So now, just going back to what we were just discussing about a mentor and writing